SB Nation AM continues now on SB Nation Radio. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, so good, the bad, the dumb on a Tuesday here on SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio. And let's feel good by getting the good.
Let's feel good by feeling good. You and I are huge game show fans.
Yes,
every
love game
once
shows.
In a while, you get a contestant that just sticks out in your head that you can't get enough of. You want more of him, like almost to the point. I need to spread you around to other game shows.
Okay,
Wheel of Fortune had such a contestant last night, and he might just be the most honest man in America.
All right, let's hear it.
Hello, Blair.
Hello.
Blair Davis, Cardiff, California. Own the trucking business, it says here.
Small trucking business in San Diego. Yeah.
Good for you. And talk about your family.
I've been trapped in a loveless marriage for the last 12 years to an old battle axe named Kim. She cursed my life with three stepchildren named Star, RJ, and Ryan. And I have one rotten grandson.
Yay! No wonder you came here. You just wanted to get away from everybody.
Pat, this is why you have to be a good game show host, right? What would you say if somebody blew that out while you were introducing them for a game show? I would be lost for words.
Yeah.
I'd be like, okay, trapped in a loveless marriage.
I mean, afterwards, he said, no, you're being facetious, right? And the guy was like shaking his head, yes. And I guess he does love his family, loves his grandson. But this guy, when you look at him, bald, gigantic beard.
Oh, okay.
Long beard. I mean, picture a guy with long, like a ZZ Top style beard, bald, and owns a trucking company. You can almost picture what this guy looks like.
I can almost imagine, like, everybody in the family getting together, and he's saying, I'm going to be on Wheel of Fortune. And
yep.
Then they all said, I bet you should say this, and they all had a big good laugh about it.
I hope so.
He would actually say it. Like, you should say you're in a loveless marriage and to a battle axe named Kim, and then you have three rotten stepkids and a terrible grandson. And he would go, you know what? I will do that. And everybody goes, all right, Grandpa, go do that.
I mean, even if I knew it was a joke, I don't know if I could say it.
That's tough, yeah.
I don't know if I could go through it.
That's tough.
I think in the back of my mind, I'd be worried that there's some cousin out there who didn't know my sense of humor. It's like, man, he just blasted my cousin, blasted his wife on TV. What a bleep.
See, my family would be calling my parents down in Florida going, I thought he loved his wife. I didn't understand
exactly.
This. What are you talking about? They seem to sound good together. I see him on the Wheel of Fortune. He's complaining about his wife. What happened? My dad would be like, it's a joke, it's a joke, click, pick up another line. It's a joke, click, pick up, it's a joke, click. Yeah, that's exactly what would happen. So it's not even worth it.
No.
But well done. That is well done.
And good on
Pat Sajak's part, too.
Yeah, to do it with a straight face.
Yeah, right.
That's the thing. I mean, he did it with a straight face. He wasn't chuckling and like, oh, stop, I can't do it. You know, he just delivered his line perfectly, eloquently, and made a believer out of me that... No, I thought the guy was a real jerk for a second. I'm like, damn.
Did he win anything? Did they say? Did he?
I didn't watch the whole thing.
I want to see if he won because he would get to keep it all.
Yeah.
And not share it with anybody.
That's true. Maybe he's like, just say I lost.
That's right.
The kids don't, my rotten kids or whatever.
That's right. None of my rotten stepkids are getting a piece of this. No way. But remember the old days with Wheel of Fortune when you used to buy products? You have to go back way back when you used to win money and you used to go to the store to buy Wheel of Fortune. Like you would go, all right, $2,348. I'd like the hot
yes.
dog. Remember that? And they would go, I like the ceramic dog.
Yeah, I'll take
the
trip to Hawaii. Shopping and they had like 30 seconds to do it.
That's right. They would go into a room and they would shop. And remember, they back way back in the bonus round, everybody picked the same five letters.
Yeah, it was always RSTLLE.
That's right. And now they just give those to you automatically. And let's go, here's those letters. You're going to pick them all. And pick some other ones.
As a kid watching that, I never knew those were the five most popular letters.
I didn't either.
Or six most sort of popular letters.
Felt like everybody was taking them. Just like, wow.
And after a while, you're starting to sit there going, I guess those letters do pop up a lot. And
they just want to give like X and Q a little bit of a chance to get some primetime action on Wheel of Fortune. I don't exactly get it. All right, what's the bad of the day?
The bad of the, this might be more personal bad to me
okay.
than anything else. Andrew Brandt came out with a tweet, and then I'll tell you there's another tweet after this, so bear with me.
All right.
Andrew Brandt tweeted out on Sunday, Chargers are playing in a soccer stadium before they are the Rams tenants in the new LA stadium where they're having trouble selling PSLs. Seems like had they somehow worked out a deal in San Diego, it would have been much preferable to this. No brainer, obvious. Taylor Twellman, soccer player, soccer analyst now, replied to that tweet. There was a strong rumor floating around in recent weeks that the NFL had offered the city of St. Louis the Chargers franchise. .. So I can't. I'm looking for a story to kind of. If anybody else is speaking of this rumor, I don't know how a soccer analyst knows about an NFL rumor.
Yeah,
but this got my juices flowing, and this is really bad because. I wouldn't mind. I hate the fact that they're in LA because yeah. they're never going to, you know, if any team is going to have success in LA, it's going to be the Rams. If they were to go to St. Louis, it's almost for me like a better situation, not a better situation, but a more palatable situation saying, okay, you move to a city. St. Louis lost the franchise, but they have a great fan base. St. Louis Chargers sounds fine to me. This is really confusing me, Tony.
Yeah, but wasn't this the same problem that they had, which is that the dome wasn't exactly
right?
They would go to play in the dome, and then the Chargers would go build us a new stadium, and people in St. Louis, because we just told the last team we weren't going to do that. So no,
I guess I'm not even thinking about that. I'm liking the fact of them going to their
getting out of LA,
their own place.
It's embarrassing.
It really is,
because they did that thing at the Steelers where they played the Steelers song. Right. And then they tried to Rickroll it, but it didn't matter because nobody was getting the joke. Everyone was like, the Steeler fans went crazy when they heard their song. And then the Charger players were like, that's inexcusable.
Yeah. They were trying to do
somebody should be fired.
You know, the ex San Diego Chargers were trying to do what the San Diego Padres did.
Right.
To the Red Sox.
Right.
And they put it off beautifully.
Yeah.
It was, I mean, the way they pulled that. You know, playing Sweet Caroline and then Rick rolling it. Perfect. You can't do that. I mean, the Chargers fan base, there were no Charger fans in the stadium.
Even if you did Rick roll it,
Pittsburgh Steelers fans would still just be cheering.
They just went crazy and they just started cheering and it didn't even bother them that it was Rick rolled. They just had a good time.
Yeah.
And that's because it's a good franchise. It's a good franchise. It's got a lot of good history with Fouts and, you know, everybody.
Different owners.
But you can't be in LA as a second fiddle. And when they move to that other crib and it's 75,000 or whatever it's going to be, 80,000, you can't have it half empty or filled up with
fans. How embarrassing will it be when the Chargers play against the Steelers and the Steelers, there's more terrible towels than Charger jerseys?
Yeah, exactly. Especially when you know you can just go out there and get a ticket. Because and people will love to see the new stadium and, you know, like go to LA, have a good time, go to Disneyland and see your team play football. Oh, that'd be great vacation.
Yeah, and that's seriously
see the brand new stadium.
And the biggest problem with LA is that you have to win in order to grab a fan base, but you have to win consistently.
Yep, that's true.
And you're not going to get, you know, especially this first year when they move into to the stadium, more people are going to be like, oh, I'm going to see the stadium. I'm not going to see the football game.
Right. Right, exactly.
I just want to walk around the new stadium.
What is the dumb of the day?
Tony, this you'll love this one.
All right.
The dumb of the day, I'll just read you the headline. Lost my page right there. Serial stowaway grandma who kept sneaking onto planes without a boarding pass finally caught.
Whoa, okay, give me more details on this.
All right, a judge on Sunday granted a personal reconnaissance bail for the so-called serial stowaway, Marilyn Hartman, on her latest alleged incident of trespassing at O'Hare International Airport, but warned the 67-year-old that she will remain in custody until the judge overseeing her last felony allows her release. I guess she started sneaking onto airplanes February 15, 2014 at San Francisco International Airport, and she has done it at least 20 times since at airports in L.A., Chicago, Arizona, Minnesota.
How is she doing this?
I don't know.
How is she sneaking on airplanes?
I mean, this sets up all, who cares about a bottle of water?
Right.
This woman has been able to sneak onto planes, I mean, it almost feels like consistency since 2014.
I kind of want her to tell me how it's done. Not that I would do it, but I kind of am curious as how she gets it done.
I mean, first of all, you need a boarding pass just to get by security, right?
Yes.
I mean, you can't even get to the gate, let alone, don't worry about getting on a plane.
You mean to tell me in all this time she's never ran into the one over-enthusiastic TSA agent that really takes his job seriously? That really, really cracks now, down, really looks at everything?
I know
isn't
this.
Isn't bored by the monotony of it?
I know this from experience that if, like, when I've dropped my family off, say they, you know, they were flying out to California to visit my family a week before I did, I'm able to obtain a gate pass,
right,
if you want to call it, to
right,
go through the security line and then get to the gate to see them off. That way I can help my wife since she has three kids, you know, leaving her stranded over there for, you know, an hour before flight time. That's,
but you can't get on the plane.
I can't get on the plane. So I don't know. And, you know, I can see how I would be able to do it if I had that and just put a whole bunch of them in there and just kind of usher the kids through really quick. But she's doing this alone.
That's amazing to me. This is amazing to me that she's able to sneak. If you would, I mean, again, this story would be amazing pre-9/11.
Yes.
If somebody snuck on planes, you'd be like, wow,
I put this
still
up there,
how
I put this up
it
there with the guy who's been able to sneak into every Super Bowl.
Right.
I don't know how you do it. I mean, it's not dumb. I mean, you and I are both fascinated by this, but it's dumb on TSA or dumb on the FFA.
But at least with the Super Bowl, there's like there might be a laxed in security at this gate rather than this gate. There's multiple ways to get in.
Or you do what every movie person does and don a waiter jacket just to walk through the,
right,
you know. It's like, I'm bringing this crate of grapes.
It's only one way to get on a plane, and it's a person standing there not letting you in unless you have a pass.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
I'm fascinated and blown away by this. I want to hear more about this story.
I do
hopefully
too.
We do when it goes to court.
Yeah, I do too. I want to find out how she's done this.
Because the other bad thing is that she is 67 years old. And if she is released, Hartman will be outfitted with an electronic monitor and remain barred from O'Hara Midway Airports.
Wow.
The judge ruled.
Wow.
So she, but I mean, I guess the judge is keeping her in jail right now, which kind of funny to me because, you know, normally in a situation like this, you might be released on bail.
Yeah.
But the judge is keeping her in jail because she's really good about leaving the city, the cow, the state.
Amazing. Absolutely.
Probably
amazing.
Have no issues leaving the country.
That's unbelievable.
On a Delta Airlines flight or United Airlines flight, you know, a major airline, she'd be like, where do I want to go? I'm going to go to Belize. This will be easy.
That's great. Wow. That's amazing. All right. That's the good, the bad, and the dumb here on a Tuesday, SB Nation Radio, SB Nation AM.